All right, here we go.
You gave me nothing in return. You know it ain't so hard to say. Would you please just go away?
Welcome back to the Jeff Plour Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning, 251-343-0106. If you want to be in touch with the show, Make sure you utilize the text line. As I said, if it sounds a little different, we're in Nashville. Coming off of a trip to Lexington, Kentucky, by the way. Might talk a little bit more about that later in the program. But joining us now on the line, our friend, you hear her every other Monday. We had to do this by phone, but we're grateful either way. State Representative Jennifer Fidler is with us. Representative, how you been? Representative, or we got you there. Up, hold on. Now I think we got her. Representative, sorry about that. That was something dropping here on my end. There we go. Did you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. I'm doing good over here, Silver Hill. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for staying, helping me with these technical problems here. A few things. Now, I saw you at the Point Clear Republican Women event on last Tuesday night, but a lot of your colleagues here, Speaker Ledbetter, obviously speaking, one of your colleagues, but Women in the Woods, you had a lot of visitors from different parts of the state. Debbie Wood I saw from Valley, Chambers County, Terry Collins from up in Decatur, Morgan County, and obviously Susan DeBose, our friend from Shelby County. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we were excited to have Speaker Ledbetter here in Baldwin County. He spoke at the South Baldwin Republican Women Tuesday at lunch, and then we saw him again at the Point Clear Republican Women that afternoon. They have their meeting at Oak Hollow. And had the ladies in town. We were on Weeks Bay. They saw Weeks Bay, visited the district. Many of the ladies were able to go out on a boat ride. Councilman Sherman took us on a boat ride up Magnolia River, saw one of the only mail routes in this nation still running, if not the only mail route in this nation still running there on Magnolia Springs. Got to see that firsthand. Got to see the porpoises in bay, the eagles flying. They really had a good time. And was just excited to have them here. We had the Women in the Woods event, which we also took a tour of the bay area, showed them our beautiful estuary there on Weeks Bay, which is just a feeding ground for, it's a fish hatchery, actually, shrimp hatchery, all the fish. So it's alive with sea life and creatures. If y'all can get out, get a kayak, and get on the bay, it's super nice. Did that, and then during the Women in the Woods, which was a event put on by the Alabama Forestry Commission, Association, the Gulf Coast RC&D helped sponsor it, but had the women here from all over the state of Alabama, judges, our Public Service Commissioner was here, got to spend some quality time with them. We actually went to the city of Orange Beach shooting range Wednesday and took a firearms 101 class. And this is something that I would like to do a shout out right now to constituents in our district, my district, District 94, Fairhope, Magnolia Springs, to see if that's something of interest, if the ladies or if there's anybody that would like to do that. But we got out, spent about a couple hours, and with professionals, just got comfortable with shooting pistols and rifles, not large caliber rifles and pistols, but we did get some, we got some time with a revolver, and, you know, the rifle, and just, I don't know, we had a good time, and we learned a lot about firearms, and they were here on Wednesday.
Well, and it's good to get your colleagues down to your district. I mean, this is the one benefit, I guess, of being in 94 is There's no other district in Alabama other than the state house itself where you have these sort of gatherings, right? As much as maybe the beaches, but here for sure where people do get to come to your home district.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Before I got into this, I had no idea how much the rest of the state and our state lawmakers really love, you know, this area. They love the Grand Hotel. They love Point Clear. They love the beaches. And, you know, I know that they feel like, just like I do when I go to North Alabama and learn about our state and the northern part of this wonderful state that we have, they learn about the southern portion, and they are so proud to call it home and to call it, you know, it's part of them and it's part of the state they represent. And so, yeah, we're super excited to have them here anytime they're able to come and enjoy the water and enjoy what we have to offer, because it's their laws, it's our laws that help protect the things that we are seeing and enjoying. It's just like our Black Belt adventure that we had a couple weeks ago. We were able to go through G's Bend, look at all the quilting and the ladies that for generations have sewn these quilts that are just internationally known. It's just, we're just so proud to be representing the Black Belt, and I know that they're proud to represent our area down here and just enjoy the things that make this area so popular. Seeing the porpoises, seeing the eagles flying, seeing all the fish popping and the shrimp popping in the water. It was actually took some of the ladies fishing Monday night and Tuesday night, and we had one that caught their first fish right off the dock on Weeks Bay. So just a good experience for them.
Joined by State Representative Jennifer Fidler here on the program. Something that seems to settle down a little, the Great Haitian Scare of 2024. Do we know anything? Have you heard anything else on that?
We do not know of any immigrants actually coming, you know, here to Baldwin County. We do have to keep on top of it, because it is happening in other parts of the state. And it's something, you know, we're staying aware of, cognizant of, and we're still working on possible this legislation that could tighten some belts. And we're knowledgeable that there's going to be industry that's going to be want to keep some of the immigrant labor, and how does that work? Because we don't want to be out of balance. I mean, it causes burdens, it causes stresses on our institutions like schools, and where is that balance? And it does cause stresses on our communities. The communities do need to know. I know the city of Fairhope's mayor sent a letter to request to let us know, you know, if we have these mass influx of people, but I'm not sure we're going to have that. I'm not sure that's going to be something that's done, but we did request it. She did request it, and I'm appreciative of that.
Well, something the speaker and I talked about when he was on the show last week, and your Baldwin County delegation colleague, Senator Elliott, talked about it. And look, this is the last time you and I will talk before November 5th. But if for some reason Donald Trump doesn't win and Kamala Harris is the president-elect this time when we're talking in 2 weeks, Elliott and some others think it's time for the governor needs to call a special session, and we need to look as a state at what we can do with immigration to at least discourage, discourage migrants from coming to Alabama and taxing resources and burning infrastructure and so on and so forth. What do you think of that? I mean, there are places around your district that are really feeling the brunt of the mass migration. Is it something the state needs to look at?
I absolutely think we have to look at it. I serve on Homeland Security and Public Safety, and this is a matter of Homeland Security. I am totally in favor of going in, seeing what laws need to be tweaked. If we do have a Harris presidency. We absolutely, I'm totally in favor of going into special session, tightening up the laws. I think it's an absolute necessity.
Yeah, and then to talk about revisiting the 2011 Beeson Hammond Act and doing things like that. I mean, it'll be challenged in court, but is it worth revisiting and trying these avenues in the federal courts, just given the consequences of a reelection? I mean, like, it'll cost the state some money to go through this again. Do you remember the controversy? I don't know if you're paying attention, you know, back in 2011, 2012, but when the state passed its own immigration law, I mean, the national media, and then they're declining in their relevance, but they really came after Alabama.
Yeah, this was something that was discussed. We also had Monday night when Representative DeBose was here, Moms for Liberty sponsored a community meeting at the First Baptist Church. We talked about one of the things that we got into between 7 and 8 at the town hall meeting was immigration, and those are the things spoke about some of those laws that did not hold up because he was part of the House then, and you know, some of our laws did not hold up. But I think we have to look at everything. I think we have to be ready. Those things have to be, we didn't need to look at it again. Yes.
I meant to ask you this earlier. How do you feel about next Tuesday? I mean, it's really, things seem to be trending for Republicans if you watch even the left-leaning press. I think there's a sense of optimism, but it's very cautious.
Yeah, I'm probably a little bit anxious because knowing 4 years ago what was going on. I was very in tune back then, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, and I'm a little anxious, I guess, about Tuesday. There is a Sunday, there's a Pray for America movement that's going on. There's gathering that's going to be at the wharf. There's gathering that's going to be down in Fairhope. But people are invited to come out and pray for our country. And I strongly encourage everyone to do that. Just praying that we get back to God and get in the right direction. So that's a wharf at 6 o'clock, if anybody's interested. And in Fairhope, it's going to be at the same time, Sunday.
Representative Congressman Moore coming to the Tin Top, I believe, down in Bonsall Corps, an event, right?
Yes, there is a meet and greet. So if you want to meet your congressman, the Baldwin County Republican group is sponsoring this event with Congressman Barry Moore. So come to the Tin Top restaurant at their new location, which is going to be on the Bon Secure River. It's just go to their old location and just go toward the water. But they meet at 5 o'clock. So if you're interested in meeting your congressman, he will be there at a meet and greet. And we look forward to having him in Baldwin County again. We just got to meet with him, you know, last Monday here. He was in Fairhope, and part of our delegation was able to meet with him at lunch. We had lunch together. But, well, if you'd like to meet him, come on out.
Any early impressions in Ellica for a lot of people? You know, a guy from Enterprise representing Baldwin County is a shock to the system. For years, you know, we're in AL1, and that included most of Mobile. So typically, and Bradley Byrne being an exception, but typically you'd have a Mobile guy representing Baldwin County. What's your early impressions of Congressman Moore?
Well, when I talked to him, I invited him on a tour of Magnolia River and Fish River, and just to show him our district a little bit on the water. And his first response was, I would love to do that. I love the water. I want to get out. I want to see it. Have me down. So I'm super excited that, you know, we got that response. He is, I think we're going to have great representation in the next 4 years. I'm excited to meet with him and hear from him and know that he's going to be around a lot, you know, 2 times in 2 weeks. I thought that was impressive. But Congressman Moore is, he believes, I think, a lot. He's on the same line where we have a lot of our strong Republicans here in Baldwin County. So I think the world of Jerry Carl. I appreciate his leadership and his work for our county and our area, and things may change in the future. But I wish Congressman Barry Moore all the success.
I mean, he's talking about having three district offices in Baldwin County. You know, make it out what you will, but that's, I mean, that just showing a level of dedication, even though there was a fear early on, I think, the Wiregrass would have a guy and we would get the short shrift over here in the western part of the district.
Well, one thing he also made clear whenever I talked to him last week was that he is so veteran-oriented. He wants to make sure that our veterans are taken care of. If there is any issue with any of our veterans, he wants to know about it, and he wants to fix the problem on the federal level. So make sure anybody out there listening, reach out to my office or reach out to his office. I mean, we'll get you in touch to his office. But he wants to fix the problem. So he's a very strong advocate for our veterans.
Representative, we got to leave it there. We're out of time, but always appreciate it and look forward to catching up back in person here in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. State Representative Jennifer Fiddler there. We got to get a break. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.